Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
This is Michael Yakovich, and I'm here with my infamous father,
Joe Yakovich.
And we are the Heart of Your Money podcast. Another good day hanging out with my dad. It's the 6th of December. This episode will be going out a little closer to Christmas. So, Dad, how is Christmas at the Shore? We always talk about it to have our intro. How is the Shore right now? How is it?
You know what? People don't realize that the Shore is the place to be, especially my beach. Beautiful weather, 50 degrees, walking on the beach, walking on the boardwalk, enjoying myself, getting that sea air in your lungs. The best, bar none. It's not too hot, not a lot of people. And, you know, we're down there now full time. We come up here in the Philadelphia Cherry Hill area to do our radio and our podcasting, and off obviously our office is up here. But you know what, Michael, you know, being down there and enjoying ourselves, I can't tell you how great it is. You know, people are moving down there in droves. You know, everybody wants to go and live in Florida. Keep it. Don't want the traffic, the nightmare. You know, and I'm really enjoying ourselves down here, and I'm really much, much better than expected because of, again, the temperature is in the 50s and we're in December.
It sure is nice this time of the year. The dog loves it. Yes. We love it. So, and there's things to do there. So it's fun. We go to comedy shows at the casino.
Yeah.
You know, restaurants are still doing their thing down there. So it's nice.
Good but stuff. Yeah.
We want to do, and we spoke about this before in a topic, we call them our four do's and our four don'ts.
Yeah.
We want to do an end of the year four do's and four don'ts. So to start this off, we're going to start with our four do's. So our first do is know how much income you'll need and how long it should last.
Well, in retirement, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. A lot of people don't completely understand that. For a young guy like you, you want to know, you know, what your income is moving forward. If you're going to buy a car, a home, rent, whatever. But when you're in retirement, you definitely want to know exactly to some detail, but making sure you know exactly what you need and require for you to turn the key in your home and how long that number should last for. How long will that income, considering all the uncertainties that we have going on with inflation and taxes and all the other things, you want to know exactly what you, almost like a pension type, what you're going to require to live in the future for yourself at whatever location you end up, you know, being in.
You could say, you know, budgeting holistically is more important than some may think.
Oh, bar none, Mike. You know, you have to understand that people don't understand when we're talking about your retirement, even now, and you know, being in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, you know, a portion of that money should be sheltered into a guarantee. You can't put everything at risk in the market. We have too much things out there going on with geopolitical and inflation and taxes and stock market and oil. I mean, I can go on and on and on. But, you know, again, that's a major concern of ours when we're going into retirement, is making sure some of your money works like a pension type.
And obviously what you're saying about, you know, retirement, making sure your money is lasting as long as you do, goes right into our second do, which is sheltering a portion of your money. And obviously retirement takes a big part of that, doesn't it?
Not only a big part of it, but it's how we shelter that dollar. Where does it go? Does it go into a environment right now where taxes are at the all-time low? Do we start to convert some of that IRA and 401k money into Roth 401ks or IRAs? And a portion of that, again, being in the stock market, you need to have some of that money sitting in vehicles that are somewhat guaranteed, so you can't lose money. Even when the market going down, you want to make sure that some of that money is in a situation where you cannot lose a dime.
I mean, say shelter, you know, we always recommend having, you know, 6 to 9 months, give or take, of, you know, income saved away just in case if something happens. You know, we always say if you can have it closer to the 9 month mark, that's better, just because of how the world is, how uncertain it is, how inflation's creeping up. I mean, it's always better to have a little more than a little less. I know you agree with that.
Well, we just had a little, I mean, in our home, just recently we had a little leak that from the air conditioning system. And you know what? We were lucky to have the insurance. But again, looking back, you need to have a couple of bucks just in case if this thing could be anything for that matter, to be able to take care of it right out of your checking account. And that's a portion of your money that's put away for yourself for an emergency.
And that happening, I know you, I'm your son. You're on top of taking care of your home.
Yeah.
So, you know, that could happen to anybody.
Anyone.
Anyone. Yeah, exactly. So very much understood. So we're going to go into our third do, which is prepare for the rising cost of healthcare.
That's
a conversation that doesn't get spoken too much.
Well, you know, it's a pill we all have to swallow. You're dealing with it now because you're a young man.
Yeah.
But when you get in your retirement years, you know, you're looking at Medicare, supplement cares, to be able to take care of, you know, prescription drugs and so forth. But again, you need to factor in healthcare. The pricing of it is going up.
Yeah, way up.
And not going anyplace soon. It's happening right in front of us. So making sure when you decide on what day and time that you're going to move into the retirement world, making sure your healthcare situation is taken care of for you. We handle that in our office here, Michael. Mm-hmm. We have Medicare people that will implement and help the person that we're dealing with, the clients that we deal with every day. So it works out quite well in a very format of how we operate in our system.
And you've obviously, you know, if you lived on this earth longer than I have, you've seen the rise of healthcare, you know, from, you know, you being my age to, you know, now. I mean, there's probably, and plus how many more people are on medicines for so many more things.
Oh, we see it too.
You know, back in the day when you were my age, you know, there might have not been all of this going on.
Right.
And now, currently, modern age, there's so much more currently going on.
Correct. Exactly.
So, and that's who's going to pay for that? Or how are you going to pay for that? You know, ways we have to have those conversations. So our last do, and this is obviously one of my dad's favorites, is have a yearly strategy visit with your professional retirement planner.
Well, it's no different than playing sports. You need to have a game plan going in each and every year. And you need that game plan possibly adjusted either throughout the year or at the end of each year. And to basically taking score, you know, like every sport that you've ever played, there's a scoreboard attached to it. And we want to make sure that scoreboard is attached to our plans when we're talking to people about what the best strategy would be with besides saving money, protecting yourself, not being a burden on your family. There's a lot of uncertainties out there today more than ever because of the stock market. But we want to make sure at least once a year we meet with our clients in a yearly strategy meeting and help them to kind of continue to guide them down the right path for them, whatever their need may be. If they live here, they live someplace else, they want to buy real estate, they want to invest more money. It's endless, but we're able to really sit down with them once a year, draw up a game plan, and put them on the right direction.
Yeah, because having that, you know, continuing conversation, things may change. They may change their mind.
Right.
They may ask you advice for things you may not know of, or maybe, you know, they receive money or new inheritance of something that they might want your advice of what to do. So
happens every day.
Exactly. Every, you know, and sometimes a yearly, and you notice how I said yearly strategy visit, not a yearly review.
Right.
Because like you said, we're trying to change. We don't need to explain to them what's already happened.
Right.
We're just, if there's any changes they want to make, we are here for them and going down that road. So
exactly. Perfectly said, Mike.
Let's flip over to our four don'ts. Our
here we
four
go.
Don'ts is going to start with.
Hit it.
You want to start it off or me start it off?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It's a don't is a don't is a don't. But I know you and I talked about this again and again, and you're feeling it because you're a young man, is inflation. If you ignore the effect of inflation besides healthcare in retirement years, you know, the cost, like we talked about, is going up, and it's going up radically. So inflation for you, Michael, might be a little different than me.
Could be a little sneaky for me.
Well, you know, people don't realize that. You know, my inflationary number is completely different. I live in a different house than you do. I live in a different zone of the state than you do. So there's different inflationary numbers. Matter of fact, not yet, but you might have children in the future. And if you have children in the future, you know inflation's going to go up of the cost that you'll have to feed them and house them, etc. So inflation is different for everyone, and we want to make sure we do not overlook inflation in our calculations and conversations with our client and make them aware. Are you aware inflation is this? Are you understanding how these things are working? You know, it's their plan, not ours, but we're making sure they stay in the guidelines, so to speak. You know, stay in the yellow lines to make sure we don't divert the things that we shouldn't be doing. That's our point. And inflation is one of those things.
Definitely. So let's go to our don't number two. Don't number two is overlooking the things within your control: taxes, fees, and or risk. How do you feel about that?
Oh, everyone has a different risk code. You have a different risk code. You're ready to jump off the top of the building. I'm not ready to do that yet.
I'm Spider-Man.
I know you are, but I love the way you have the enthusiasm, the awareness of, because working with me, you see the sometimes out of control what people are doing, taxes that they find out they have to pay and never thought about it, or some of the risks they're taking, and we both look at each other and scratch our head. This is way, way too risky for that individual to try to do this. And it could fall down just as quickly as it could go up. But we look at all the variables, and that's three of the things that we talk about, is that we can control taxes, we can control fees, and we can definitely control risk for our clients.
And obviously, the younger you are, you know, myself included, speaking about this, I can take a little more risk.
Correct.
Because my runway's a little longer.
Absolutely.
But you throw 20 to 30 years on my age, you can't do the same thing that I did when I'm 29.
You got
59
it.
59 and 29
is a different number.
And it's a whole different conversation.
Correct.
So, you know, us people listening out there, understand those are different conversations that, you know, we're able to look at and understand, okay, this person at this part of their life, this is what's best for them. So
right.
Risk or, you know, safety are all things that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Do not underestimate the impact of income taxes.
You know, in retirement, Michael, you're no longer working. You're no longer bringing an income in. Now you're taking the money that you saved, besides Social Security, pensions, and money that you saved, to retire on that money. And you have to factor in taxes. Right now, taxes are all over the place. The Trump tax laws were cut. They soon to be increased again in a number of years because we have a presidential election coming up here. But again, I believe eventually, not now, but eventually, we'll have a flat tax because it's too costly for the Internal Revenue to continuously try to figure out all the tax strategy planning and pay for those things through taxpayers' dollars than it would say to all of us, you know what? There's going to be a flat tax of 25% across the board. So we do not know what taxes will be in the future, but we want to help you take every dollar, every nickel out of retirement as we can, because this is an important factor when you're dealing with taxes, because we do not know what taxes are going to be in the future. So tax planning and income planning for us goes hand in hand.
Let's get to our fourth and final don't. Let's get to our fourth and final don't number four. Make one of several critical mistakes when you file for Social Security.
Well, you know, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but according to Forbes,
okay,
it's a Forbes article, and I read it, you know, once a year I get it, but, or, you know, looking at this Social Security issues, that 96% of Americans make mistakes in filing for those mistakes that they make. On average, cost them $111,000 over their retirement.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, this is full of pitfalls when you're dealing with Social Security benefits. Now, you can't just ask the Social Security administrator. Wrong. They're not going to give you information. They're not allowed to give you information. Don't follow your cousin Eddie, hot tip, or your neighbor, or your brother-in-law, or the church lady that plays the piano. It might be a good idea, but not good heart. But you have to start to understand is when you withdraw money out of a Social Security time at 62 before full Social Security, and that's called FRA, it reduces not only for yourself and your spouse, and it's reduced forever. So if you're going to get any information from us, you can always go into www.ssa.gov/pubs. And it will give you all the information about Social Security. And you need to get a better handle on this before you retire, because the longer you wait and delay to receive, the best you can get in the future. Like, for instance, you can wait till 70, and each and every year, Michael, I don't know if you know this or not, at 66 or 67 being the normal retirement age, if you wait till 70, it's an 8% increase of income each year you wait. So that's not a bad deal, getting 8% more on your Social Security. But, you know, not only making good advices, but there's so many different options on your Social Security to take. And we are one of the people that you need to talk to, or someone like us as a full financial professional, look at the risks, and are so great, because if you make a mistake early on, you can't change it. That's the problem. And that's an investment that you paid into for so long. So for us, you know, at JML Financial Group, our retirement plans are told uniquely and tailored and custom fit. Just to talk about, or one of the subjects is Social Security planning for you.
So you could say, in the world of do's and don'ts, how are we navigating these do's and don'ts exactly? We can shelter your money so we can grow it to offset inflation. We can generate an income that lasts your lifetime. And protect yourself against rising healthcare costs. Wouldn't you say that?
I'm surprised you're saying it as good as you are today. But yes, absolutely. We take all these factors into consideration. And when we look at that from an aerial view of 30,000 feet and looking at it from all the angles, it takes on a different vibe, so to speak. You know, it's what do you call those things that go up and down, Michael?
Elevators?
No, not elevators. The birds, what do they call them? You don't even know what they're called. They're flying all over the place today.
Flamingo?
No, they're little mechanical pieces. Come on.
Birds?
Not birds. They're like little machines that fly and they drop bombs all over the world.
A drone?
A drone, just like you. You're a drone. You couldn't think of that number or name.
You called it a bird.
I call everything a bird. But you understand that we are like a drone. We go above and beyond and looking at the whole terrain of the person's money to determine different things. You do it. I don't think you realize what you do naturally when you're talking to a client, because you're doing a lot of debt-free for life stuff and you're talking about debt consolidation and helping people with debt. And you can see just in a few months that you've been working and talking to people about debt, getting people out of debt, you're seeing certain things that you've never seen before in a very quick amount of time. So for us, we're like a drone.
We go up and
we're financials drone.
You could say that.
You think about it, yes.
I hope I'm a high speed drone.
Yes, you are. And I've seen some of them out there. They're pretty wild.
They are wild. Yeah. Well, to end our episode for today, I just want to let you know you can always find us on social media. We have our radio show as well. It is called the Heart of Your Money Radio Show. You can go to WPG 95.5 FM every other Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. If you go on the website at wpgtalkradio.com, you can find it on the schedule tab. If you click Talk with a Purpose with John DeMazzi. You will see his shows on Saturday mornings.
I'm and on this from, week, by the way. I'll just let you know.
Awesome. Well, you can see I'm doing my thing, I'm letting him know.
Okay.
And then from, like I said, click on Talk with a Purpose with John DeMazzi. And from there, from 11 a.m. to noon, Joe and John will have their show. That is the Heart of Your Money radio show. Always find us on our website at jmlfinancialgroup.com. And also, we have three or four books, The Heart of Your Money, Bulletproof Your Financial Plan. There are multiple books on there that you can check out.
Beyond taxes. I mean,
there's a few.
Yeah.
Depending on your situation, definitely look into those. Also, Debt Free for Life. We have been doing great with that. So if any type of debt that you're having any issues with, definitely reach out. Myself or Joe would love to run you through the program and the model to see if it makes sense for you. But we just wanted to say Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. And as always, as we end the show, we like to say, let our family help your family. We'll see you later, guys.
Thank you for listening to Get Authentic with Marcus Ogden. Technical facilities and services have been provided by the Multiformat Network, multiformat.net.
Did you know that employees with caregiving responsibilities have significantly higher rates of unplanned time off from work, burnout, and over 30% ultimately quit their jobs due to the stress and fatigue of caring for their loved ones? When my father became ill from a rare condition, I could not find a caregiver to meet his specialized needs and provide thoughtful and empathetic care. The stress of this spilled over into my work life and quickly became unmanageable. That's why I created CareFluent, to provide compassionate and personalized caregiving services through a quick and easy to use platform. CareFluent can help reduce the stress on your employees. We uniquely combine our proprietary technology platform with a carefully vetted team of professional caregivers to deliver excellent service, which allows time for your employees to focus on their work. CareFluent services help to prevent stress, exhaustion, and burnout. Visit us online at mycarefluent.com to learn how CareFluent can help you retain a happy and healthy workforce using a benefit that is affordable yet highly valuable to your employees.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.